So we changed the order of things, and I got a little confused. Word of welcome before the processional hymn, because it makes more sense. Anyways, welcome everyone to St. James Westminster on this Vestry Sunday. For those of you who are new or might not be aware, this is the AGM of the church. We get to have a light lunch after and then elect people to positions of church council and diocesan representatives and hear how things are going and where we think the church is going for the year to come. It's very exciting, so please do stay after church for a light lunch and for the meeting. It would be good if we could all be together. There are a few more things that are happening coming up. February 17th is our Shrove Tuesday pancake supper. Awesome opportunity to invite friends and family to the church. We'll have fantastic pancakes, great fellowship, and we'll even go outside and burn the palm crosses from last year. So if you've got any, you know, slightly pyromaniac people, or yourself is one, Katie Clark, you can come out and light some things on fire. It'll be great fun. Following that, we get very serious, and we have our Ash Wednesday service. We'll have two services, one at 10 o'clock and one at 5 p.m., a little different from last year. Attendance at the 7 p.m. was a little light. A choir showed up, which was wonderful, but we thought maybe a little earlier some people could come to. The other exciting thing about Ash Wednesday is that St. James is hosting a religious exemption day from school. Sometimes when you phone into a school, you can excuse your kids for a religious reason. Christians can do that too. And so the plan is to have Anglicans and Lutherans of early school ages gathered here at St. James Westminster, and which Anne and Reverend Sarah, who's the priest at St. Martin in the Fields, will be leading a in-service holy religious day where we teach about faith, about what we do as a church, and give these kids an opportunity to really embrace their faith in a way that's really unique and wonderful. So if you like children, consider coming to the 10 a.m. Ash Wednesday service. It's going to be fun. There'll be lots of kids. And if you feel that a more solemn event is appropriate, then I would recommend coming to the 5 p.m. service on Ash Wednesday. I think that's everything that I've got. So thank you very much. And we'll begin worship shortly. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Merciful Lord, grant your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it's not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understand this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until it is all accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I don't normally hang out up here. Something's going on. Well, on Vestry Sundays, I like to stand up in the big pulpit where I feel like I'm looking down at everybody, because I am looking down at everybody, and give a charge to the congregation. I like to reflect on last year's Vestry sermon, wonder how we've done, and then put something to the congregation for us to be challenged by and to work towards for the year to come. So last year, I reflected on this blue framed picture right here. It's not actually a picture, and it's hiding behind the screen for most of you, but it is the letters patent granted by the Canadian Heraldic Society because St. James has its own coat of arms and its own motto, which is really nerdy and very cool. Our motto, the words that we have chosen for ourselves, is the way of service. And last year, I challenged us to think about and to spend a year wondering who it is that we are called to serve and how are we called to serve them. It has been an exciting year. So many things have happened, from continuations of incredible ministries like Project Hope that feeds over 100 of London's homeless every week out of our kitchen, to Kids Camino that I hear a new child has joined just this Wednesday, so it's growing and becoming wonderful, to allowing local musicians to use this space at a discounted rate so that local music has a place to perform and be heard, to new ministries like the Moppets, that is a group of people that have taken on the mopping and the cleaning up of the kitchen after Project Hope, and even opportunities to serve where we had a funeral on Thursday, and members of the congregation came forward to help mop and to help clean, to prepare for that service. It's wonderful to see that the service that we offer to God, to each other, and to our community is strong and healthy in this place. And that is who we truly are called to serve: God, each other, and our community. St. James is a church that truly cares. This is a church that makes a difference. And it's so rare and special to be part of a church like this. It is a place that is, in my mind, truly unique and truly special. And many people are looking for a place like this, but never find it. In our gospel, Jesus calls us to be salt and light. And looking around, I see that in the faces of the people in this congregation and those who volunteer their times but don't darken our doors on a Sunday morning. All people have a place in this community, and it is wonderful to be here. But Jesus says, you are the salt. You are the light. He doesn't say, try to become it. Do your best to be. He lets us know that we are light and salt. And in this world, there is literally a salt shortage. There is figuratively a shortage of light. This is a place that holds hope and promise in a world in sore need of hope and promise. And isn't that wonderful for us? Isn't it great to be a part of something like that? But the gospel doesn't end there. Jesus says, let your light shine before others. No one takes this light and puts it under a bushel basket. And I've got to tell you, this is the part that I have the hardest time with. If any of you are my friends on Facebook, you may have noticed that the last time I've posted something was my honeymoon trip with Heather 3 years ago. I don't like putting myself out there. I've always been told from a little kid to underpromise and overdeliver. And I take that as a sense of humility that I'm just doing what I can and not trying to make it all about me. I do not think the world needs to read a theological reflection of mine on my turkey club sandwich that I had for lunch. No one cares that much. But I've been reminded this year, and I've been challenged, that it's not about me. It's about what God is doing in this place. And I'm looking at Adele because she's one of the ones that challenged me on this quite severely. But it's true. And our gospel reading to me today was like the Holy Spirit giving me a good once-over to say, no, the good things happening here aren't just for you. They're for the world around. They're for people that are searching, not so that we can have more bums in pews or a better financial line, but so that God can be glorified and more can happen. Because it's about the spiritual reality that we find ourselves in this place. It's not to boast about ourselves, about how great we are or how awesome things are going, but it's to point to how great God is. Let your light shine before others so that God may be glorified. Salt brings out the flavor that's already there. It melts ice away to the bare stone, to the path that we are called to follow. It's not flashy. It's not rhetorical. But it's powerful. Paul, in his reading that we had this morning, talks about approaching without a great sense of pomp and circumstance. The idea of putting ourselves out there. The idea of sharing our faith and saying what we're doing is kind of uncomfortable. Part of me says, oh, give me another year to sort it out. Oh, give me another decade so that I can make sure my ducks are in a row or my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed. But Paul takes away that. He calls us to preach the good news, to share what this place means to us and what it might mean to those around us, and to invite others into a community of light and hope and peace in a world that I fear is going to need that more and more and more. So the challenge that I put before us this year is, how can we volunteer in this place? How can we contribute in a way that what we contribute grows and goes beyond these doors? How can we share what happens in St. James Westminster? Let us speak honestly about why this place matters to you. And when you're asked to volunteer for something, say yes, or at least pray before you say no. This is a place where what we offer gets taken, blessed, and shared. in ways that can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. My challenge for us this year is to share St. James. And if that means a new website, or if that means better social media, or if that means inviting a friend or a family member to a service, or, I don't know, something like a pancake supper on February 17th, that is what we are invited to do. It's not about bums and pews. It's not about measures or performance. It's about faithfulness. God has already made this community salt and light for the world. Now it's our turn to shine and to proclaim that hope in a world in sore need of it. This is our challenge. And as St. James has risen to the challenge last year of service, so I know St. James will rise to the challenge of sharing the gospel in this time and place. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. In the beginning, your creating will, O God, brought all that there is into being. In your gift, we find our purpose and hope. We give you thanks and praise for your mercy endures forever. God of power and wisdom, give your people the blessing of peace. In your scheme and shape, the world moves from darkness to light, from night to day, and returns. Give balance and proportion to our striving. Teach us to be still and be thankful for your enduring mercy. God of power and wisdom,
give your people the blessing of peace.
In creating humankind in your own image, you call us to wise stewardship of the earth. Forgive our short-sightedness and wanton destruction. Bring us to our senses and to live in harmony with all you have made. God of power and wisdom,
give your people the blessing of peace.
In anxiety and despair, we worry about what tomorrow will bring. Teach us to be hopeful as we await the freedom of your sons and daughters. With eager longing, we trust in your steadfast goodness. We think especially of Curtis, Terry, Cheryl, Lynn, Mary, Arnold and Marilyn, Charles and family, Dave, Aaron, and baby Mercy Grace. God of power and wisdom,
give your people the blessing of peace.
In hope, we are saved, and we wait in patient anticipation of the glory to be revealed. In this expectant faith, we entrust to you those who have died. May we with them come to share in your redemption. God of power and wisdom,
give your people the blessing of peace.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another.
God of compassion and forgiveness, receive our offering this day and make us one with him who is our peace, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. By water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a holy people in Jesus Christ our Lord. You renew that mystery in bread and wine and nourish us to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the holy people who have served you in every age, We raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song, no one stands alone. Standing side by side, draw the circle wide.
Draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song. Oh,
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Eternal God, in you we find peace beyond all telling. May we who share in this heavenly banquet be instruments of your peace on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. My friends, go in peace into the hall to love and serve the Lord and come to vestry.